And joining me this afternoon, it is country legend Charlie Daniels. How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for talking to me today.
Well, thank you for taking some time out. I know you're a busy guy. You're out on tour right now.
Yeah, I'm in I'm in Battle Creek, Michigan right now.
So do you enjoy, you know, going out as much on the road now as you did way back in the day?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love the actual getting on stage and playing for people. That's what keeps me in this business. That's my favorite part of it.
I mean, you wouldn't still be going out and doing it if you didn't love it, right?
Absolutely. That's the name of the game to me, is getting on stage in front of people. That's the best part of my day.
Absolutely. Now, of course, you're so well known for playing your fiddle, but I mean, you play a lot of other instruments. You play the guitar, the mandolin, the banjo. Is the fiddle your favorite, or do you have another favorite instrument you play?
I've been asked that, as you might imagine, quite a few times. I can't imagine not playing both. So I'll have to name you two instruments of my favorite, the fiddle and the guitar.
Very cool. And of course, you started out as a rock and roller way back in the day. How do you make that change way back when?
I actually started out in country back many years ago when I first started playing. And about the time Elvis came along and I got to seeing, you know, how popular that music was. And Elvis made it possible for a combo to play. You know, you didn't have to have the horn sections and all. He came in with a couple of guitars and bass and drums. And I kind of hit it in that direction. But I never really lost my country roots. So I moved to Nashville in 1967 and, you know, got indulged in it. So I was just kind of like coming back home again, basically.
Very nice. Now, you've worked with a ton of artists. I mean, you've had a great long career. Are there some that really stand out that you just really had a blast working with over the years?
I think of all the albums I've ever done, I think Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline album was probably the one that it meant a lot to me professionally, and also it was a fun album to be a part of.
And, of course, not too long ago, you did an album where it was just nothing but Dylan. Was that kind of a tip of the hat and a tribute to working on that album?
It was. It's something I've been wanting to do for years, and I've always loaded with ideas about things to do. It's a matter of trying to find the time to do them. But I had, for years, wanted to do a tribute album to Bob Dylan because he's one of my all-time favorite artists. And we just got around to it last year, so we called it Off the Grid, Doing It Dylan. And it was what we wanted to do. Actually, we wanted to do Dylan's songs, but we wanted to do them in our style. So when we started out, what we went out to do, and I think we accomplished it. I'm very happy with that album.
Yeah, it turned out great because I'm a big Bob Dylan fan. I'm a fan of yours for so many years. And when I heard that album, oh my goodness, that's got to be one of my favorites of the last couple of years. Tangled Up in Blue, I love your version of that.
Well, we're still doing that in the set. That's the third song in the set right now.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Now, one of the things you're known for, too, is Volunteer Jam. How did that come about? And was it an easy thing to get going when you first started, or was it something that took a little bit to get off the ground?
Well, it basically happened off the cuff because it's supposed to be a one-time thing. We were doing an album called Fire on the Mountain, and we wanted to do two live cuts. We wanted to do a song called No Place to Go and a fiddle tune called Orange Blossom Special. And so we scheduled a show in Nashville, a small hall there, to do it. I casually invited some friends of mine to, you know, come up and jam with us. And that was Toy Caldwell and two of the other guys in the Marshall Tucker Band showed up. Dickie Betts showed up. And nobody knew they were there. And I brought them on stage, you know, and both of those bands were hot as a firecracker in Nashville, Marshall Tucker and the Allman Brothers. Mm-hmm. And when I brought them on stage, it was tremendous. And it became obvious that we needed to do this, you know, more than one time, at least the next year, which we did. We moved out of a 2,200-seat hall into a 13,000-seat hall. And we just did the 40th anniversary this past year at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville.
Wow, you got to love those happy accidents, right?
Oh, yeah, well, you can't make things like that happen.
No, absolutely.
I mean, they either happen or they don't, but you can't, you know, you don't. It's that way in a recording studio sometimes. Sometimes you'll come up with something you don't even, you start out one direction and go in another one, and the first thing you know, you got something very special working, but you can't make it happen. It's just, you know, it's not magic. It's just something that goes on, and it's something that you, through, you know, hard work and perseverance, you reach a point to where you are able to work that. Plus, the fact being familiar with all my musicians for so long, and it just something started happening. And like that, went down to Georgia, and we did it. It was. It just happens. You know, you can't make those things happen. They happen. You do your best, but as far as actual, you know, them actually being able to go in and say, let's do this again, you can't do that. It's just not possible.
Right. You just have to enjoy it and look back and go, wow, that really was a moment.
Absolutely.
Now, I knew that you enjoyed hunting and fishing. Your politics, I love your tweets. I follow those. I really enjoy those. But I didn't realize you were a skydiver. Now, how many jumps?
I'm not. I do not know where that came from.
Really?
I cannot figure that. No, I've never. Ain't no way in the world I jump out of an airplane.
I wouldn't either. That's why I was surprised. I was like, where did that come from?
Somebody has. That's a rumor somebody started, or it was a mistake made, mistaking me for somebody else or something. But that is absolutely not true.
So we're going to quash it right here. Charlie is not a skydiver.
No way I'm ever going to jump out of a perfectly good airplane out in the middle of the air. No way.
I am right there with you, Charlie. I don't blame you at all. But I know you're an avid golfer.
I do enjoy golf.
Are you able to get out while you're out on the road, or do you have to kind of wait till you're off on the road?
I used to when I was younger. Of course, a lot of things you do when you're young, you can't do when you put a little age on.
I hear you.
But I used to play on the days on the road. I could play on a show day. I could go out and play 18 holes of golf and go to a concert. But if I did it now, it would be taken away from the energy I have left to do a concert. So it's just not... It's not that important to me, so I can do golf when I'm off, and I'll save my energy for my concerts on show days.
That sounds good. Now, back to the music. You've had a ton of hits. You've had a nice long career. You've been a member of the Grand Ole Opry since 2008, and you just got the call not too long ago. You're now going to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. How is that?
It was a total, complete surprise. It was, I had no inkling of an idea whatsoever that I did it. That is probably the most closely held secret of anything that the CMA, the Country Music Association, gets involved in. The members who are the voting members are kept secret. You don't even know who they are. I guess they do that to keep people from lobbying, you know, to death. And you don't, nothing is announced. Even when we found out, we were not supposed to tell anybody until the press conference. So the day that I didn't even know who the other inductees were going to be myself until I got there.
Oh, wow.
The day of the press conference and found out. So it's a very closely held secret. And I had no idea. I had no idea whatsoever. And it just floored me. I was so thankful. It was a desire of my heart that God granted me. And I've had a lot of those, and this was indeed one of the very special ones.
It's definitely well-earned. You've had so many great hits. You've entertained so many people. Now, I know when you were inducted into the Opry back in 2008, you said that was a lifelong dream. How do these two compare? I mean, these are two great, amazing milestones.
They compare very, very favorably. The Grand Ole Opry, I mean, that was just a total out-and-out dream come true that I had had all of my life since I had learned three chords on a guitar. And the Hall of Fame, I mean, where do you go from here, you know? I mean, there's always another mountain to climb, another goal to attain, but this, I told, you know, if the Grand Ole Opry was the icing on the cake, it's just a cherry on the top of the icing. So it was such a special thing to me, and I am so deeply honored to be able to be a member of something I have so much admiration for, and have so much admiration for the people whose shoulders I stand on, the Roy Acuffs, the Hank Williams, the Ernest Tubbs, the people who built this business and made it what it is. And we owe them a very big debt of gratitude for making the business what it is. And it was it's such an honor to be able to be in the same, certainly not the same class there, and I never will be that, or anybody else for that matter, but at least be thought of in the same breath.
I think it's a well-earned honor for you. I congratulate you. Now, I think you said that best. The cherry on top of the cake after, with the icing on the cake being the Opry. It doesn't get much better than that. Those are two great honors right there. And I know you're out on the road. And are you working on a new album? Or have we got something to look forward to?
I just finished one.
Ooh.
Another album I've been wanting to do for a long time. I did an album of cowboy tunes. Just finished it back day before yesterday. I got the recording done, the post recording stuff that has to be done, the mixing and all that sort of thing. But I got the recording part finished on it. It was something that another album that I wanted to do for a long time. I love cowboy. I love cowboys. Love cowboy life. Love cowboy lore and cowboy stories and cowboy music. And I picked some more obscure tunes for. So there's some familiar tunes on this. Some tunes that are really good cowboy songs I don't think the world has ever heard that I wanted to bring out. So sometime in the pretty near future, we'll be releasing that.
Very nice. Something to look forward to for all the Charlie Daniels fans out there.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, congratulations again, Charlie. A well-deserved honor. Country Music Hall of Fame honoree now. And, another feather in the cap. And great job. And keep rolling on.
I appreciate it, my friend. Thank you for talking to me today.
Definitely appreciate you joining us. Charlie Daniels, country music legend right here.